fast. I'm calling because I wanted to talk about something that was in the Berenstain Bears Science Fair book that you talked about in the last episode. I was really confused because in the beginning of the book, they say the bears are going to have a science fair. Small Bear and Sister want to make something for the fair. And I thought Small Bear was supposed to be Brother Bear by now. So I was curious to hear your thoughts on that. Thank you very much.
Hello and welcome to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and today we have got two incredibly strange books to throw at you. They might seem unimportant on the cover or on the surface, because on the cover that, well, on the cover they seem like Berenstain Bear books, but on the surface they might not seem that important to you, but these are really important books in the Berenstain Bear plotline, in the continuity, and in the development of our friend Brother Bear. But first, you may have noticed that we got a call from a listener that I played right before the fun little music that you always hear at the beginning, the intro music, and they brought up an important point. They said that in the Berenstain Bear Science Fair, which we covered in the previous episode, Brother Bear is referred to as both Small Bear and Brother Bear in the book, primarily as Small Bear. And the question was, isn't he Brother Bear at this point? You know, isn't it time we just embrace the Brother Bear? Part of me wants to say that, well, that's substantial proof then that this is a Brother Bear Dreamlands book, that this doesn't take place actually within Bear Country. I mean, come on, no one's going to throw a science fair together right in front of your house and have everyone join in. But also, it sort of speaks to the notion that, well, if you look at the book, he is referred to as Small Bear through most of the book. He gets called Brother by Sister, and even on his science fair project, he signs it by Small Bear. I don't think this is completely out of continuity. He was called Small Bear his entire life, by his family, by his friends, presumably, by himself, and Sister Bear's appearance on the scene doesn't exactly change that. This is an identity we need to completely reshape, and it's not going to happen overnight. I'm sort of feeling like he may not have chosen to be called Brother Bear yet. She calls him Brother, but not Brother Bear. Like, I don't know how bear naming conventions work, so let's think about this for just one second. Yeah, we don't know if they actually have to register their name somewhere. Perhaps it's more it's a cultural thing. Like, it's sort of an agreed upon name that the community refers to you by. So Papa Bear is known as Papa Bear because that's what the community thinks of him as. He is first and foremost the father of this family, a Mama Bear and a Small Bear as well. So perhaps his own personal identity and the way that the community thinks of him is still as Small Bear, not yet as Brother Bear. And this isn't something that they as a species, as a people, as a community, as a culture, they're not going to force the issue yet. Eventually they will, and I'll tell you when they will do it. It's when the school year begins. That's when it's going to become important, and I believe that's the point where we will see Brother Bear become just solidly Brother Bear. He's just going to be Brother Bear, and I think that's because at this point he's going to have to start signing his name, writing his name, putting down his foot as to who he is in this community, and for all intents and purposes, that is going to be as a brother, as the brother in this family, as not only the brother in this family, but the brother to the community. Remember, we have seen Small Bear grow from a follower to a leader. We have seen Small Bear grow from someone who puts up with his father to someone who shows his father the way to do things. And he leads scouts, he leads detectives, he is a authoritative presence as far as the young people of Bear Country go. So I think that once the school year starts, Brother Bear is going to become Brother Bear fully. So whether or not this book takes place in the mind of Small Bear, whether it takes place in an abstract universe outside the general bear universe, it doesn't really matter, because this is about identity. Oh, sorry, I was hearing a noise, and it's actually my headphones that I'm hearing. It was driving me kind of crazy. It felt like there was someone behind me, which is appropriate because we are going to be covering some very spooky books today. But first, let me just summarize, to sum up, to close this off, to answer your question, caller. Yes, we are still in the transitional period between Small and Brother. It doesn't happen overnight. I hope that answers your question. Remember, everyone, if you have any questions, you can drop us a line at berenstainbearcast@gmail.com. If you have anything you want to hear us to talk about, if you're wondering about anything, we're there. You can also tweet us at bstainbearcast. We're always listening. Ears are open. Big furry barriers. Okay, our books. Today we're covering the Berenstain Bears Counting Book and the Berenstain Bears and the Spooky Old Tree. Now, whoa. Wait a minute, Phil, you may be saying to yourself, not to me because you wouldn't be talking to your phone because that'd be weird. But wait a minute. I thought that the Berenstain Bears Counting Book came out in 1976 between the Nature Guide and the Science Fair. I thought the Spooky Old Tree came out between the Science Fair and the Berenstain Bears Go to School. What are you doing? Are you jumping around in continuity? To answer your question, yes. Yes, I am. The Nature Guide came out in 75, the Counting Book 76, Science Fair 77, Spooky Old Tree 78, Go to School 78 as well. And I did this because it's my show and I can do kind of whatever I want to. If that throws you off, I'm sorry, but I really wanted to get that Go to School book in there before the school year actually started. And plus, now that I'm looking at these two books, they are thematically linked. I'm gonna click my hands together. Hold on. Thematically linked. That was me popping my knuckles together to show you linkage. Show me linkage. And why? Well, how is that possible? Well, here we go. Are you ready to go back to Small Bear's Dreamland? Or, as we are now saying, Brother Bear's Dreamland? Are you ready to explore the fractured psyche of a little bear? Is a fractured personality a good thing or bad thing? Or is it just part of what happens to us when we explore our personal identities, when we explore our lives, when we explore who we are deep down under the ground? And by under the ground, I mean in sleep, while we're sleeping. I'm not saying people sleep underground. I'm just saying that this is a bad metaphor. So, the Berenstain Bears Counting Book. What is this? I've never read the Counting Book before. I don't own the Counting Book. It's not on my shelf. It is now. But do you guys have counting books? I mean, I know a couple of you do, but you guys, the collectors, but most people don't have the counting book. What is it? It's a board book. And like I said before, it is a board book that came out in 1976, published by Collins Publishing, I guess. There's not a whole lot of info in the copy that I have, but it is small. It is board, and it is done by Stan and Jan Berenstain. And actually, my version of it doesn't have their names on the cover at all. I had to look at this weird little insert into it. But what is it? What is the counting book? How does it go? I'm going to read it the entire thing for you right now. Here's the entire book. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so what is this about? Well, this is a book that takes place within Small Bear's mind while he's asleep. This is another book that explores the fractured world of Small Bear. We've already seen this kind of happen before in the Berenstain Bears in the Dark, where Small Bear is represented by a number of small bears who go out on a little quest. And we're going to see that theme repeating itself really soon, but right now, what's going on? This is a book about the different facets of Small Bear's personality, each one represented by a different skater. Why a skater? I don't know. They're on a slippery, unstable land. What is that like? There's a level of uncertainty. You know, you have your balance when you're skating. You have some assuredness. You've done this before. You're used to it. But the ground is still something you cannot trust. That is why you're wearing blades on your feet. The ground is something it's not trustworthy. If you took off those blades, you would fall. And if you fell, it would be hard. So we're treading on uncertain ground here. Uncertain ground that is transient. It's going to disappear at some point this year. You're not always going to have the access of this solid bed of ice. That is what an ice skater is. It is someone who is bravely traipsing across an uncertain land. And that is what Small Bear is doing. That is what Brother Bear is doing. That is what this bear is doing, exploring new land. Because remember, we are right now, we are between the Nature Guide and the Science Fair. The sister bear has been born. She hasn't quite taken form yet as a character. And, it's a good time for a small bear to reflect and say, who am I? And who do I want to be? And can these disparate parts of my personality come together and work as a cohesive whole? And who am I? You know, what are the important parts of my mind? Well, let's see. First, we have one. The first bear, represented by the number one. One. It's a confident bear. It is your general all-purpose small bear. One. Just the big number one. Is this the main one? Is it one in order of rank? Is it one in order of importance? Is it one simply in order of appearance? We don't know, but it is one. He has his eyes closed, arms thrown out, skating along confidently. And then, right behind him, comes two. It's another bear, suspiciously like the first. Another very confident bear. So already we see two bears who are very confident in what they're doing. It's telling that Small Bear, as one and two parts of his personality, has two very confident bears. Now, one bear is dressed primarily in blue. Well, I won't say blue. Blue pants. The other bear is dressed in pink pants. Is this two parts of Brother Bear's personality representing what he perceives as the two sides of the gender issue? We don't know yet, but this bear is coming up to join him. But then, oh, good. the third bear, is reading a book called How to Skate and is shaking on his skates. This is a bear that is completely not sure what he is doing. Here we see Brother Bear's fear. His not only his fear, but the part of his mind that keeps telling him, you are not ready for this. You do not know what is happening. You do not know what's going on. You're no expert. You're not good enough to do this. And that is fine, because coming right up after number three is number four, and it is a bear with hockey equipment. Laden with hockey equipment. Four hockey sticks, four hockey helmets, balancing them expertly, bringing them to the other three members of the Bears, the small bear team. And so who does this represent? Well, this represents the bear who is prepared. This represents the part of small bear who not only knows what's going on, but who is prepared for it. Not necessarily the leader, but the one who is ready, the one who has what it takes, who has what they need to be ready for action. That's an important part of small bear, and it gives the number three bear confidence, because they all put on their gear and they face off against the fifth bear. Who is the fifth bear? It is a bear who is dressed as a hockey goalie in a hockey goalie whatever. I don't know. I'm from Texas. A cage? Is that what you call it? A hockey cage? Well, it is a big bear, and this is the tough side of small bear. This is the part of small bear that will not let danger get through. This is the small bear who is going to look after his new sister, who is going to protect his father, and who is going to, I don't know, he doesn't have much of a relationship with his mother at this point. So he is ready, and he is going to fend off not only outsiders, but also the other parts of his personality, because they are coming at this big, burly part of Small Bear's personality with a hockey puck, scooting it along the ice, whiff-waffing it with their hockey sticks. I don't know hockey terminology. This book is way out of my comfort zone, but I'm doing my best. And the next bear you see, it is... Oh, that was really weird. It is bear number six. And what is bear number six doing? Well, the other bears have laid down on their stomachs, and they are in bear barrels. Bear barrels that are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you'll notice that number five, the goalie bear, is stuck in a barrel because it is a tight fit. The third bear is still reading that book on how to skate because he is still nervous. And the fourth one still has the hockey stick. These bears have not lost the facets of their personality. They are still who they are. And what does the sixth bear do? He jumps over those five barrels. Boom! He's wearing a leather helmet with goggles. He is wearing black pants. This is your daredevil. This is the part of Small Bear's personality that takes huge risks, that does not look before he leaps. And that is an important part of a child's developing personality. This aspect that we lose so much of as we get older. And Small Bear realizes this. Small Bear knows that the strong bear, number five, the goalie bear, is very important. Smack dab in the middle. And so is the bear who is going to go out and take risks. A little reckless, you know, a little foolhardy, a little hard-headed, very much like Papa Bear. But the sixth bear expertly jumps over these barrels. He does it. And then seven. What is seven? Oh, here comes seven. Spinning like crazy. Spinning like a top. That's a bear who is not afraid to show off. Who is not afraid to say, hey, look at me. I'm good at what I do. Look at me. Look at me. This is the part of Small Bear's personality that is the performer. That is the person who wants to stand up from the crowd. This is the part of Small Bear's personality that we're going to see in the future, where he wants to be on the team. He wants to lead. He wants to show his face. He wants to be right out there. This is the small bear who is going to do a lot of great things in bear country in the future. And we see the bears. They're still playing hockey. They're still there, very much their personalities. Number three is falling down. Number two and number one are still very confident. Number five is trying to stop the puck that number four is knocking across the ice while looking at number seven. And then here comes number eight. Now, what is number eight doing? Number eight is skating a figure eight. And now, what is the point of this? Why would you skate a figure eight? Why would you skate this perfect number onto the ice? Well, I say it's not actually a figure eight. It is an infinity symbol, because the other bears have now skating along the infinity symbol that bear number eight has skated. And this is the future thinking bear. This is the bear that realizes that there is a world out there, that there is a world coming, that there is a positive experience, but that these experiences are going to keep looping back on themselves. They're going to keep defining who Small Bear is. This is the bear who understands that we are growing older, that we are developing, and that every one of our choices is going to have repercussions in the future. This is Infinity Bear, and he is a very important part of Small Bear's personality. But then along comes bear number nine, and who is bear number nine? Oh, he's behind the rest of the group. What the group has done is numbers 1 through 8 have all stacked up on top of each other and are doing some kind of crazy show. But number nine is far behind. This is the bear who can't keep up. This is the part of Small Bear's personality who fears that he's actually not going to be able to do everything he wants to do. That there's always going to be something else right in front of him. Some reward, some goal that is going to remain just right out of his grasp. And we see number nine, the bear number nine, just reaching desperately to try to grab onto these bears, but not quite making it. And this is an important part of a personality as well. The part that keeps you running forward, the part that keeps you trying, the part that keeps you tied up with those other parts of your personality, the part that says, I can do this. I've got to keep doing this. I may not be doing it right now, but I am going to do it in the future. And then, number 10, who's number 10? What is number 10's point? This is a bear dressed like a chef, pushing a sled full of cocoa. Why is this important? Simple. This is the bear that brings them all together. Because what are they doing? They're coming all together. They see the cocoa. They all want cocoa. It's cold. We're ice skating. Here comes a bear with cocoa. They head down the ice to the cocoa bear. And what happens at the very end? It's not even in the book. It's on the back page of the book. At least on my book, it's a board book. And you know, you got to use every part of the board. And so here they are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All enjoying mugs of cocoa. Each one has a overfilling mug of cocoa. One looks confident. Two looks confident. Three is shaking and spilling the cocoa. Four has the hockey puck. Five is gulping it down. He's a big, strong, burly bear. Six looks totally cool with it. Seven is standing on tiptoe and holding the mug aloft. Eight looks proud of having this, having, you know, having proven the infinite power of bearhood. Nine is tipping his little hat, and 10 is enjoying his cocoa. Here we go. 10 delightful aspects of small bear, all put together in one book. The entire text of the book is simply the numbers, but what is happening in the book, on the page, in the illustrations, that is the important part. We are exploring the personality of a bear. We are exploring where a small bear is going. I know I've said this a million times. I know we've covered this before, but it is simply getting more powerful and more telling. Every time small bear has this kind of dream, does he wake up refreshed? Does he wake up knowing more about himself? I don't know, because that was me clapping my hands in case you heard it, because Small Bear is going deeper into the dream world. The next book, The Berenstain Bears in the Spooky Old Tree. What is this? I've had a lot of people bring this book up. This was a very formative book for a lot of people. People loved this book when they were little kids, and I can totally understand why. Why? Because this is a scary book. Did you know that September 1st marks the beginning of the Halloween season? I know that, and this is a perfect book to mark that off. This Berenstain Bears and the words Spooky Old Tree are written in crazy scary letters. Spook. Spooky Old Tree by Stan and Jan Berenstain. Okay, so what is this book about? Where is this spooky old tree? Who are the bears that are going to explore the spooky old tree? Why is this book important? Well, there's three little bears. They're leaving the bear's treehouse. In the window, we see Mama Bear, and she's watching them go. She's sort of, you know, curiously watching them go. But we see Brother Bear, we see Sister Bear, and we see Other Bear. Who is this other bear? These are not two siblings and a friend. This is a third sibling. Who is the third bear? We'll come back to that. Three little bears, one with a light, one with a stick, one with a rope. They'll keep coming back to this theme. One with a light, one with a stick, one with a rope. What does that mean? What does that signify? What is a light? It shines the way. It shows you the way. You need light. You need light in the darkness. What is a stick? A stick is used for balance, but it's also used as a weapon. It can be used to explore small spaces. A stick is a tool, a very useful tool. And a rope can lower you down into the depths. It can also pull you back up. A rope is something you can use for yourself or that you can use on others. A light, a stick, and a rope. These are three important parts of an exploration. These bears are prepared. They're leaving the bear's treehouse, and they're heading down a twisty, windy, spooky road. The light is guiding the way, and they come to a spooky old tree. Now, how spooky is this spooky old tree, I'll tell you? This spooky old tree is darn spooky. The last time we saw a tree anything like this was in the first book, The Big Honey Hunt. Remember that crazy honey tree? That seems so long ago now, because this book is worse. Because this tree is worse. Look at that thing. It's got hands reaching out. It's got eyes, dead, dark eyes. And it's got some sort of snout, a nose, a hole, an opening sticking out. This is not a tree I would be comfortable around during the day, and these bears are exploring it in the dead of night, apparently with their mother's permission. They go in the snout. They go down. They dare to go down a tunnel into this tree. One with a light, one with a stick, and one with a rope. Now we see the bear with the light, the quote-unquote brother bear. He's leading the way. The sister bear has the stick out like a jousting joust, ready for anything. And the rope bear used the rope to get down there. They find a crickety old staircase. Now, keep in mind that they are under this tree at the point. They're underground in a cavern with alligators and a rickety old staircase leading up. They are presumably in the basement of this spooky old tree. Let us not forget that in bear country, a tree is more than a tree. It is also a home. It is a place where bears live. What are they exploring? They go up the staircase. They dare to go up the staircase. And just as they get to the top, snap, an alligator bites the stairs in half. They are trapped wherever they have gone. Brave bears. But who are they? They continue, but now the strange bear, the odd bear out, the one who is neither brother nor sister, is terrified, is shaking so terribly bad. Sweat is pouring off of him, one with a light, one with a stick. We see that the girl bear, the sister-ish bear with a stick, is now getting afraid, but that third bear is mortified at what has happened. They come to a spider web and a key in the floor. They turn the key and the wall moves, an open panel before them. Do they go through the wall? Of course they do. They go into a spooky old hall, and suddenly we are not in a tree anymore. We are in a haunted hallway. There are suits of armor. There are creepy paintings of owls. There's carpeting on the wooden floor. There are high ceilings, but also we have vines. We have trees growing through. This is still a bare treehouse, and the suits of armor are haunted. They drop weapons. They attempt to kill our bears. And so they run into a cavern, into a darker part of the house. And now, the sister bear, who has dropped her stick, and the third bear, who has dropped his rope, are terrified. But the first bear still leads the way with a light. And they come upon great sleeping bear. This is not natural bear. This bear is more natural than natural. And he is asleep in their way. Do they dare go over him? Well, they went in the tree, drawn now even scarier than before. They went up the stairs. They went in through the wall and down the hall. Of course they're going to go over that sleeping bear. And he wakes and he chases them. And they run without their light, without their stick, without their rope. And they run out. They run up a ladder that they found who knows how. They go down a slide. They come out of a door and they run home fast. And where was this tree? It is enormous when you finally see this tree, it is just up the road from the bear's treehouse. No sconces. And there is Mama welcoming these three cubs home. And it says, home again, safe at last. But where is home? Who are these bears? Who is this third bear? Who is this imposter? Who is Brother Bear dreaming about? Well, you know what I'm going to say. You know what I am going to say. He is dreaming about himself. But he's also dreaming about his relationship with his sister, and he's dreaming about a third party. Brother is brave. He's going to lead the way many times. He's afraid he's going to lead his loved ones into danger. He's afraid he's going to lead his loved ones into a dangerous home. What does that even mean? Why is Brother afraid of leading his loved ones into a dangerous house? Because school is coming up. And Brother Bear knows that he is going to be expected to be an example for his sister. He knows that he is going to be expected to be something of a family leader. And he doesn't quite trust himself. Remember those scared bears in the Bears Counting Book? That's here. Only we're deeper into the dreamland now, and things are scary. Who is that sleeping bear? If you look closely, he looks a little bit like Papa Bear. And notice that Papa is not present in the treehouse. Maybe these two houses are two sides of Brother Bear's home. Maybe Brother Bear knows that Papa Bear is a little gruff at times. A little judgy, a little dangerous. He has to be crept around, tiptoed around. Or maybe that's not even it. Maybe it's not Papa's anger that Brother Bear is afraid of. Maybe it is simply Papa's unpredictability. Maybe Papa is what makes life dangerous, and maybe Brother Bear wants to make sure that Sister Bear doesn't have to deal with that too directly. Maybe Brother Bear is afraid that Sister Bear is going to stumble on the sleeping Papa Bear and wake up his bad side. And what is his bad side? It's the bear that almost kills a bunch of Bear Scouts, that's who. But who is this third little bear? Who is this third bear? It's a missing element. It's a missing element, my friends. We don't know who it is. We don't know yet who this third bear is. These are two very important books. They're two important books because they explain a lot about this brother bear that we're going to be seeing so much more of in the Adventures in Bear Country. They're important books because they teach you how to count and how to fear. And in the Halloween season, which is where we are because we're already past September 1st, learning to fear is a very important thing. If you have any ideas about what I've been talking about, you can write to us at BStainBearCast on Twitter. You can come to our blog, BarenstainBearCast.wordpress.com. You can leave a comment on our iTunes page. You can download us on Stitcher, or you can write us Gmail, BarenstainBearCast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. So, where are we going from here? Well, there are a couple of odd little Berenstain Bear books that are sort of floating around out there. I'm not sure what we're going to do about those yet because they are not easy to get your hands on. But the next book that we're going to be covering is The Berenstain Bears and the Missing Dinosaur Bone. After that, things are going to get weird. We're going to have some more guests. We're going to cover some big books. And we're going to get further and further into our little year. And I hope you know what time of year it is where you are, because you should have a copy of the Berenstain Bears Almanac, and that'll tell you. It'll tell you exactly what's going on if you bought your copy. Remember, you can get it for 1 cent online. It's pretty cheap. All right, I'm Phil Gonzalez, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you come back, and I hope you join me next time deep in Bear Country.